Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we discuss practical strategies and actionable tactics to help you improve how you lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, executive education adjunct professor, corporate team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach. Today, we are channeling our mindset into resiliency. Think of resiliency as a rubber ball. It's what helps you bounce back from setbacks, what helps you bounce back from obstacles. Resiliency is what helps you lead through adversity. So join us as we explore what resiliency is, how to cultivate it so that you can armor up, overcome obstacles, and prevent burnout. Let's dive into the research and application of this shield of stress. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. When leading, it's not about the setback. It's all about the bounce back. Setbacks are part of leading. You can plan, you can prepare, you can be as ready as you think you are going to be, but inevitably, something will go wrong. Something will go as planned. The environmental factors will change on you. A person may call off from work. A supplier may not deliver on time. A customer cancels. You lose a high-paying client due to their budget constraints. When you're leading, Murphy's Law will always be lurking in the background, in the shadows, waiting to spring into action. This is where resiliency can be a big difference maker in how you lead and how you show up every day. Resilience is defined as the ability to bounce back from adversity, frustration, and misfortune, and is essential for effective leadership. Research has demonstrated that there is a direct relationship between the stress of a leader's job and your ability to maintain resilience in the face of prolonged contact with adversity. So being able to increase your capacity to face stressors, the resources that you have available to you to overcome stressors, to apply them to stressful situations without experiencing a negative disruption, this is what helps you stay cool, calm, and collected when setbacks occur. The bounce back of resilience includes adapting, learning, and reframing your mindset to thrive and not see stressors as a threat to how you perform. So imagine resilience isn't a response to adversity, but a strategic approach. Think about that. Think about developing a strategic approach to how you face the unknowns of what's going to come your way. As a entrepreneur, early on, I had a ton of setbacks. I had a ton of stress. I had a ton of unknowns that were coming my way. I think the biggest source for me was adapting to handling rejection. I had clients where I had meetings set up, and then meetings got canceled, and then we would reschedule that call, and then that call would get canceled, and then we would try a third time, and that call would get canceled. And I'm in my head, I'm thinking, well, what the heck? What is wrong with me? It's got to be me. Am I not coming off as approachable? Do they not want my services? Is there something wrong that I'm doing? And then the next step, we'd get to the meeting, we'd have a conversation, and I think the conversation would go well. And then I'd send a follow-up email, no response. Another follow-up email, no response. A third follow-up email, no response. I'd get, you know, frustrated, beyond frustrated with why is this happening? I'm a doctor. I'm a army officer. I've got experience. I've got know-how. I've got knowledge to share, value-adding approaches. Why am I not getting to the next level? And then I would make some tweaks. I'd make some adjustments. And I would get to the point where, okay, now I'm on a call and I get to the send us a proposal. We'd send a proposal and we'd get rejected. What I'm finding is that it's not about me necessarily. I have my ideal client. I have a good service. I've had success where I have other clients. But in my head, I always went, you know, initially I went back to this idea of something is wrong with me. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I should just pack it in along the way. Every entrepreneur, every business owner out there has probably some point in time questioned that. When you are leading and working with people, you have probably questioned what you're doing, why you're doing it, and whether it is worth it. Resiliency, being able to understand the situation, separate yourself from what's happening to how it feels, right? Being able to know that, okay, it didn't work this time. Analyze that. What happened? What can change? Do I need to change? Does that need to change? What can I do differently? Resiliency is that bounce back. So if you think of yourself as I did as a business owner early out, if I was an egg in a hand and every meeting rejection was like dropping an egg and I would splat open, I would never be able to come back from that because there's only so many eggs in a carton. Think about that. If you think of yourself as an egg and that egg gets dropped every time there's a setback, it splats. And you can only take so much of that. But if you think of yourself as a tennis ball, and when you have a setback and that tennis ball gets released from your hand, what happens? It bounces back. That's resiliency. That's the metaphor I want you to think about. Resiliency is like a rubber ball. How are you going to bounce back from those setbacks? And that's what I did. I implemented an after action review. I assessed the situation. I looked at my copyright. I looked at my communication. And then I went out to peers, got their insights. I worked with a coach, got their insights. Read some books on marketing, because I've never done that before. Got their insights. Read some books on sales, got those insights. So I armored myself up with knowledge and experience of others so that I can be resilient. So if the next time I get a rejection, no big deal. I move on to the next. That's the difference resiliency can make. And here I am today, a successful business owner, a successful leader of people, and resiliency has its role to play. So resilience in leadership is, it allows you to lead yourself through the tough times. It is hand in hand with grit. Grit keeps you moving forward. Resiliency brings you back. Resiliency in action will also set the example for others to follow so that your team now can have something to model after when they get set back. They will see you bounce back. They'll see your optimism, and they will feed off that. So building resilience allows you to tap into your emotions, respond positively to stress, and thrive. And research has shown that leaders who create environments where resilience is a shared experience see increased team morale, innovation, and overall less workplace stress and more workplace success. Speak openly about setbacks. Make it common. Speak openly about what you're going to do to adjust. Acknowledge the emotions that occur when you have a setback with your team. Make it part of your dialogue, and then make part of your dialogue how you're going to move forward together. So let's explore some tactics that you can take to strengthen your own resilience. Embrace optimism and hope. Foster an optimistic leadership style. Optimism is a game changer. It's a force multiplier. It's going to help you get through. When you nurture a positive outlook, express gratitude, seek positive company, view failures as chances for your team to learn and grow, you're going to inspire your team. You're going to inspire communication, and then optimism is going to spread throughout your team. Next, you want to build coalitions of support. So you want to be able to seek out your trusted peers, mentor, coach, so that you can have candid, open conversations that allow you to vent your emotions and seek solutions. Venting emotions without seeking solutions does not help anybody. In fact, research has shown that it just makes things worse because you're validating a negative disruption and then you're building off negative disruptions. When you vent your emotion and you tie it to what happened, what triggered it, now you can understand it, be aware of it, and then you can move forward to, okay, what can I do differently? Now that I feel this way, I've gotten my feeling out in the open. What can I do to change how I feel? What can I do to have a positive outcome? Those are the conversations that you want to have, and those are the types of peers you want to have around you to build those conversations out so that you can move forward together. So leverage your network and be willing to have the conversations to overcome stressors at work. Next, reframe stressors as challenges. So when you have something that comes your way, you can view it as a challenge to be overcome. You can tap into your resources. You can tap into your, you know, all of the things you have at your disposal, or you can view a stressor as a threat. And that's where you become debilitated, you freeze, and you don't move forward. So build time into your day to think and reflect. When you come up against an obstacle and you feel that your resources are depleted, that stress turns into a threat. When you come up against an obstacle and you have a ritual to think, reflect, identify resources that you need, and move forward, that obstacle becomes a challenge to be overcome. So it's all about the reframe. Resilience in leadership can be grown through adaptive practices, a growth mindset, and the creation of environments where individuals and teams thrive amid challenges. Apply these insights, you can navigate uncertainties with resilience and lead your team to success. And remember, with resilience and leadership, you're not just leading, you're inspiring a culture of strength and adaptability. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, save it, share it with your fellow leaders across all of our social media platforms. And we want to hear from you. So please leave us a review, let us know how we're doing, drop a comment, or even better, send in a topic that you want to see covered in an upcoming episode so that we can help you lead at your very best. And if you're an organization that's investing in your people, I want to work with you. I offer highly creative, highly engaging team and leader development workshops that are catered to your needs and are backed by research that will help you achieve the results that you're looking for. Reach out to me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey or email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.